Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings men, George Pfeiffer, coming off a tough loss on the road to the University of Mary, 76-62, a game that you actually led in the first half, 32-27. They put on 49 on you in the second half. I see that they shot 64% in the second half alone. Obviously, from the second half standpoint, things didn't go the way you would have liked.
Well, we were just so inconsistent. I mean, there was a point in time where we were down 6 or 7 in the first half, and then at the break, we're up 5. We come out in the second half, and they jump on us and get us down 6, and then we're up, 8. And so our consistency quotient right now is not good at all. And then we didn't make plays or finish the game very strong. I thought we had pretty decent defensive resolve in the first half. We took a team that leads the country in fewest turnovers at 9 per game, and we had forced them into 11 at halftime. But again, they took care of the basketball in the second half. They only ended up with 12. And we just, we have too many breakdowns right now. And to win, this is a team that beat the 24th ranked team on the road by 20. This is a good basketball team. But for us to beat good basketball teams on the road, we really don't understand, our players don't understand how tight they have to be and how consistent they have to be. We can't give offensive possessions away. We can't give defensive possessions away. And we did that last night. And it was extremely painful to watch, to see us do some really good things and then just turn around and do some awful things. It's a 3-point game, I think, with, 4 or 5 minutes to go. We get to the free throw line, and I think we have a chance to cut it to 2. We make one of the 2 free throws, and then we just kind of get off the reservation. And one of our strengths is the fact that we have guys who can make plays, and one of our weaknesses is sometimes those guys get off the reservation and they start trying to make plays outside of formation. We need to stay in formation more.
Yeah, you take a look at it from a shooting standpoint for your team, really not bad at all. 45.8% in the second half, 46.2%, 46% for the game. Didn't shoot well from beyond the arc, only 22% for the game. But 46% from the floor, I mean, the way you guys are capable of playing defense, I mean, you shoot that, you're going to win a lot of games.
Well, we didn't play really good defense last night. We didn't value the offensive possession. We had, like I say, I thought when we really hunkered down and played inside a formation, and that's going to be my motto right now is playing inside a formation. During the old 12 o'clock high days, raids over Germany, and in no way or shape or form am I going to indicate that our basketball team is any way comparable to that moment of life, but there's an analogy to be learned there. When flak fire started to come, the key was to stay in formation. And when we get flak fire, we don't always stay in formation. Now we have. It's not to say that we every time we lose that, but we got to stay in formation and do the things that we're trained to do and taught to do, both offensively and defensively, if we want to have the successes that we think we're capable of having.
Second part of the coach's show, we'll talk a little bit more about the University of Mary game. Also, some games coming up. Only one more game before the start of the Great Northwest Athletic Conference season this Saturday against the University of Great Falls. We'll talk about that on the second part of the coach's show with George Pfeiffer.
Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big beer. Billings' #1 award-winning beers. Great food, great fun, and great beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. And we're now proud sponsors of the Montana State University Billings Athletics. Join us before and after the game for great food, awesome service, and award-winning beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big award-winning beer. Right in the heart of downtown Billings. At 113 North Broadway, downtown.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's team, as they're coming off a loss at the University of Mary. Going to play a little bit of devil's advocate here, and you've already talked about it a little bit. Obviously, this is a team that's got a lot of talent. You know, you've looked impressive at home. You've done very, very well there. The bugaboo for this team, though, has been that ability to win on the road. You're not unusual there. Winning on the road is very, very difficult. What's the difference, you know, and I realize that this is kind of a loaded question because there's probably a thousand answers to it, but what's the difference between what this team does on the road as opposed to what they do at home?
Well, when you play people at home, they're more comfortable in their environment, sure. So you're going to get a lot better basketball game from them. And so you have to match that with what you do. It doesn't have anything to do with the officiating or anything else. It's just, you know, to win on the road, I've always thought it involves talent, toughness, and togetherness. And, you know, we play with each one of those ingredients at certain points in time. But then again, we don't play with it consistently enough. We lose the Dixie game. There was lots of ways for us to have won that game. There was lots of ways for us to have won this game last night. So we're talking about going on the road. We have Great Falls, who I'm sure is going to give us everything they want and more here, you know, in a couple days. So we need to, you know, we need to hone in on that game. But we're going to go play Fairbanks, where their only game this week on the road. And they got three of the top six scorers in the conference on their team. And then we're going to go play Anchorage, who's, you know, they're really good. And that'll be their only home, their only game. That week. And so we're going to walk into two very nasty situations, long road travel, and we have about a week to really sit down and start to analyze, you know, and hopefully our guys will analyze what it's going to take and be committed to what it's going to take to find success. And if we want to have any aspirations of postseason play or any of that kind of stuff, you know, we got to win on the road. So it's kind of like that moral deal when somebody says, you know, talk to me about the playoffs. You know, I'm just trying to win a game on the road right now.
We're starting to get some performances on a consistent level, though, from some players. Lasha Pargalava, boy, another great game for him. He ends up with 19 points. Derek Wright gets 14 points for you. And then you have DeAndre Chambers with 12. But then it really kind of drops off. And I know at home we've seen times where you've had five players in double figures. And I realize that doesn't always tell the score. Somebody can have 19 points and have a lousy game. Somebody can have 3 points and have a great game. And I didn't get to see this one. But I would imagine, just looking at this stat sheet, and correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like maybe you didn't get the balance that you would have liked.
Well, if you take a look inside of our stat sheet, sometimes stats are really telling. Sure. I mean, they are. I mean, one of the stats that's really telling to me is our 16 turnovers. I mean, this isn't a group that we were playing last night that was way out extended and curled up into you. This is a group that played the pack. You know, and got in really nice and tight, and we threw the ball away 16 times last night. I mean, they were just, and they were bad, our turnovers. They weren't turnovers that somebody forced us into. They were just silly turnovers by us. So now if you talk about 46% from the floor, and you factor in those 16 turnovers, now all of a sudden you're shooting in the low 30s. Mm-hmm. And so we talk to our team about that all the time. And we needed to make better choices with the basketball. You know, you look at some of the guys who did score points for us last night, and that's fine. But that, you know, each and every one of them had their fair share of bad offensive possessions. You know, and so if you think we're being greedy by saying, "Hey, this guy could have done better," we're not being greedy. It's just a simple fact. You know, we obviously need better play out of Brad Hodge. He played 18 minutes last night. He had 2 points and one rebound. I know he got in foul trouble, but. You know, all in all, I mean, in the previous game with Mary, he had 19 points. That's a big variable right there. So, you know, and you're right. We do need better play. We do need better play out of our bench. So, if I sound a little salty right now, it's because, thank goodness, we get, you know, in our sport, we get to go watch video and we get to go to practice today, and we'll be there until we get this thing fixed.
Yeah, not to pick on Brad from my standpoint, but, you know, it's one thing to have just 2 points, but looking at that, you only shot the ball twice. Now, Brad Hodge is a great shooter. I think he's probably, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's got to be right up there near the top in terms of field goal percentage. It seems like just about every time he puts the ball in, you know, it's just nothing but net. So, obviously, when you get Brad Hodge in there, you'd like to see more than two shots put up from him.
And that goes back to our offensive execution, because to get the ball into your interior players, that's a lot of work. you know, you can't, you know, one or two passes doesn't always get the ball into people. And we're not the only ones that knows that he's shooting in the middle 60s as far as field goal percentage. And so you do have a tendency to, you know, get more involved in trying to stop somebody like that, which means that you have to be a little bit more tough-minded. And again, to overuse the word formation, but that's going to be my new mantra, is, you know, we get out of formation, then people like Brad Hodge are penalized. They, you know, sometimes it's not always his fault. We sometimes just don't work hard enough to try and get him the basketball in situations where he can score. But one rebound in 18 minutes, that's not acceptable either. That defines part of his game too.
We're going to talk about the University of Great Falls coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer. Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. You know, just like a season goes, these coaches' shows kind of have a maturation process. If we were talking about the University of Great Falls, and it was like when you played the University of Mary on Saturday, November 21st at home, it'd probably be a little bit different sort of take into the game. You know, you're kind of trying to find yourselves. You know, the time to find yourselves, I suspect, by this time is pretty much over, because right after this game, all of a sudden you're on the road to the Big North, taking on Alaska Fairbanks and Alaska Anchorage. Probably puts a little extra emphasis, and I know every game's important, but a little extra emphasis on this game to really kind of shore things up heading into the GNAC season, because the preseason, boy, it's pretty much over.
Yeah, so no question. I mean, you know, and I thought we were playing pretty good basketball before we left. You know, I thought we were becoming more consistent, maybe not so much offensively when we played Dixie before the break, but we were starting to find our stride. And unfortunately, that Christmas break, which is needed, and everybody needs to get home and see their family, it kind of twists you a little bit. And I think it twisted us more than it needed to twist us. So, you know, we need to quickly recapture where we were before Christmas and take strides, you know, farther out in front. You know, Great Falls has got a lot of guard presence. They're not really a traditional post up type of a basketball team. They're going to spread the floor on you and make your bigs go out and chase them around. They're very capable of shooting the three with threes or long rebounds. And so, you know, we're going to need to be really dialed in and be on an edge as far as getting to shooters, because we can't afford to let those shooters get hot. And we need to make sure we're tracking down anything that's missed. And then we have to come back and do what we do. We have to come back and stay in formation.
You talk about the season up to this point. Obviously, there have been, I think, more certainly high points than low points. You know, we've obviously, coming off a loss, we've tended to be maybe a little, as you mentioned earlier, a little saltier with this interview than sometimes we are. But when you take a look at some of the positive things, what do you really like about this team right now that you think you can kind of build on and have some success heading into what is just an absolutely brutal GNAC schedule? Because looking at the records, I mean, I was looking at it the other day, and I was just absolutely blown away by just how good this GNAC is in the preseason. But what do you like that you think, you know, if you get a turnaround, can make this team successful?
Well, you know, and we use the word turnaround as if we're, you know, in dire straits. We're not. It's just the thing, I guess, that's frustrating to me is when you ask me what I like about our team is I think we have a lot of different parts. And those parts have to be glued together and they have to fit in the hole. You know, and I think as coaches, we force that, we push that, we drive that, we motivate that. Inside of that, though, the players have to want to conform and be a part of that. Right now, we're in a mindset where we have to have something bad happen for us to learn, and I hate that. That's the worst thing that can take place, because that sets you up to be 500. But this conference is, you know, it is really good. I think, you know, you take a look at some of our non-conference games that we did play. You take Colorado Christian, you know, that's a really good basketball team. Seattle Pacific was undefeated until last night. Colorado Christian, you know, Seattle Pacific's in the top 10 of the country. Colorado Christian went in and beat Seattle Pacific last night. So, you know, Dixie was leading at Western for, you know, 75% of the game the other night before they lost in Bellingham. So, you know, I do think this basketball team has, I think we probably played in a lot of respects a tougher basketball schedule than a lot of the teams in our conference. We've seen, you know, we've seen a lot of variety. We've seen a lot of different styles of basketball. And so hopefully, knock on wood, that is going to help us as we try and grow and mature into the type of unit that we'd like to think we can become. But, you know, you go back and say it. I mean, I've said it before. This is kind of our conference right now kind of reminds me of the, you know, in Division II terms, the Big East or the ACC. I mean, we've got two teams that are ranked in the top 10, others receiving votes. You know, you go, you run your finger down the line and it's, you know, 9-1, 11-1, you know, 8-1, you know, 7-2, 7-2. There's not very many losses on that right hand side column. And so, you know, not only do you have to win at home, trying to find a, you know, trying to find road breakthrough wins is going to be really, really important, because a team that can come out and take care of home and get some knockouts on the road, that's going to be good. The best part about our conference, though, is if you look at the successes that we've had in region, and there's eight teams that make the postseason play. Right now, it would be hard to argue with the successes that we have had across the board with the California Conference, the Pac West, and the RMAC, and they're not involved in our regional play. But it would be hard not to argue that we shouldn't get four teams into the playoffs. And so I definitely think three are going, but the fourth team I would like to think we're going to have a real shot at, based on what this conference has done throughout, you know, November and December. So that piece of it is a real positive. Now, as you say that means this conference must be pretty good. So, you know,
you got to get in the top four.
But but that's not going to be any easy feat. And like I say, I mean, when we go play Fairbanks, that will be their only game that week. And when we go play Anchorage after we play Fairbanks, that will be their only game that week. And that happens throughout the course of the schedule. But right now, that, you know, that kind of adds a little bit of – that adds two cherries to the top of the sundae instead of one.
All right. George Pfeiffer coming up this Saturday at 7 o'clock at Alterowitz Gym at home against the University of Great Falls, and then on the road January 7th and January 9th against the Alaska Schools. Thank you, George, and looking forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Ken.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.